Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. Everything is energy. And the energy that we give off from the feelings that our thoughts generate might affect our reality even more than we ever knew. Janet McKee is my guest on today's show, and she's here to talk about how we can get out of our heads and into our energy to harness the power within us and create a more positive outlook. Are you ready to meet her? Janet McKee is a speaker, best-selling author, high-performance consultant, and CEO of Sanaview. She's one of only 200 elite coaches in the world certified in high performance by the High Performance Institute, and she's inducted as a member of the National Association of Experts, Writers, and Speakers. Janet's the author of Stressless Success, The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. She created the acclaimed Accelerated High Performance Program and the Empower 3 Leadership Plus Lifestyle Retreats to empower others to break negative patterns and achieve greater success. You can find out more about Janet and her work at janetmckee.com and at stresslesssuccess.com. Janet, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. I'm so pleased to be here.
Thank you for coming in. These are wild times and stress is off the charts. As for myself, for the people I talk to, we're nuts right now. How can we recalibrate our energy? What does that mean? And can we even do that even when things are so wild?
Now is the perfect time to practice and learn how to recalibrate your energy. If you can learn how to do it now when things are so challenging, then imagine how skillful you will be going forward. And it's not just about, oh, I got to fix my energy. This is absolutely critical. Because as we've discovered in 20 years of research, and there's scientific proof behind this, that everything is energy, and you are not a victim of the circumstances around you. And it's time to take your power back. I mean, this is empowering radio, right?
Right.
It's time to take your power back and learn that you are not a victim. And no matter what is happening around you, you have the power within you to create a more elevated and expanded energy. And that creates the outcome of your life around you. And again, this has been proven. So how do you recalibrate your energy? Well, as you mentioned, it's time to get out of your head and into your energy, because too many people out there speak about positive mindset. And oh, you just need to think positively. Well, that doesn't work, is what I found. And that shocks people to hear. It works great when things are going well and it's easy to think more positive thoughts because you have that momentum going. But when you're facing challenges like we are all facing today, then do not tell someone that they have to think positively, because you can't do it and you can't control your thoughts. It's far easier and far more effective to take control of your energy. And it's your energy that creates your life. So what do I mean by that, Karen? I just mean the way you feel. And it's your feelings that generate an energy that you do give off. It's just like having a sixth sense about someone. You know, when somebody's really angry and frustrated and they walk into a room, you can feel it from them. Well, it's the same idea. And it is true that everything you give out, you get back. So what are you giving out right now? And how can you adjust that? And it's real simple. Just do anything and everything that you can at any moment and throughout the day that makes you feel better. And that could be anything. And you've heard this before, but we're going to go far deeper than this. Anything from prayer, meditation, sing and dance to an uplifting song. Get outside in Mother Nature. Breathe fresh air. Move your body. Do anything that helps you feel good with anyone you love, or look at a picture of something or someone that you love, anything that helps you to feel better in that moment. And if you notice it's off the subject that's upsetting you, just get away from what's upsetting you and do something to uplift your spirit. That expands and elevates your energy. And from that, you are going to create solutions and opportunities and possibilities.
So it sounds like you're saying, if I can step out of my attachment to the thought, or that, right, if I can step away from that attachment, even though I'm removing myself from the thing that I'm worried about, by doing that, I can then generate a solution for the thing that I was worried about. I'm worried about following the things. See, this is my good Midwestern upbringing, right? I'm worried about getting so far away from the things that I should be thinking about, the things that demand my attention, that I just wander happily away knitting things and eating chocolate. And then I never come back to the things that I need to deal with.
Yes. And I'm not saying you put your head in the sand and you don't take action on the things that are important to you. But when you stress and struggle over a subject, you literally build walls of resistance. And those walls not only wear you out, that's why so many people are stressed out and overwhelmed and exhausted, because they're working with these walls of resistance around them. And people build those walls almost subconsciously because they think it protects them. And you even just said that. You said, well, I can't walk away from the things that I'm concerned about and just eat chocolate. And that's exactly the misunderstanding. We think that if there's a problem or a challenge in front of us, that we must focus our head on that problem. And we must strive and struggle through that problem to come up with a solution. And we think by striving and struggling, we're protecting ourselves, right? Because we're taking control of the situation. But all of that striving and struggling is just resistance. And the focus of a problem feels very differently than allowing in a solution. And it is that shift of your energy when you begin to allow in a solution, that solutions will flow to you that you could have never thought of in 1,000 hours of focused mental concentration. If that doesn't completely make sense yet, is it okay if I give you an example?
Oh, please do. I'm loving every minute of this. Yes, please.
Okay. So in my years of discovering this information, and believe me, I went through all kinds of challenges. Every challenge you can imagine, I faced just straight on in my life. Everything from acquiring a debilitating autoimmune disease when I was in the corporate world, I had a really high pressure, high power job. Actually worked at 2 Fortune 500 companies. And the second one was so much pressure that I developed autoimmune disease and landed in the hospital, and the doctors gave me no hope. Mm. Well, I got myself out of the hospital just barely alive and learned through trial and error how to heal my body naturally. And now, decades later, I'm in perfect health, and the doctors told me that was impossible. But because of that, I left the corporate world and went to Columbia University to study holistic health and wellness. And from that, not only did I heal my body, but I helped many, many people not only prevent but reverse very serious health challenges, even life-threatening health challenges. So these challenges in our life teach us, and we become stronger and wiser. I'm now grateful for that health challenge that I experienced. But then later on in life, my husband of 26 years walked out on me and our son in an hour's notice, left me not only heartbroken and the brink of financial disaster, and our family ripped apart. I mean, Karen, I hit everything. And I talk all about that in my book. But when people say, oh, Janet, it's easy for you because you haven't faced challenges. No, I have faced literally rock bottom in every area of my life. So I know what it's like to face a challenge. So in my years of going out literally and figuratively around the world to search for solutions for my life, this is when I made these incredible discoveries that are based on what we hear everybody else talking about, but I uncovered a missing truth that nobody is speaking about. Too many people are talking about it's got to be your mindset. You got to think positively. And that's when I discovered that that doesn't work when you're facing a challenge. And in one of my early discoveries, And I'm going to give you two stories. One of them, I own a farm. So Sauna View is my health and wellness business. Sauna is Latin for health and wellness. We give you a view into how to live a healthier, happier, more successful life. But an offshoot of that is Sauna View Farms. I own a 52-acre organic historic landmark farm. And there we grow organic food and we do, you know, different things. Well, we were losing money. And it was costing us more to grow the organic produce than we were making selling it. And it takes so much labor and so much effort to grow organic produce. We were losing money and losing money. And I thought, oh no, we're going to lose the farm. Well, in all these hours of focused concentration to try to figure out how I was going to turn that around, I wasn't coming up with solutions that were working. So I started to learn about expanding my energy. And I started to do things like, oh, I was doing all kinds of things like, you know, singing and chanting over the strawberry field and just doing things to uplift and expand the way I felt and try to stop worrying about the problem I was facing. And as I started to play around with that, I happened to be interviewed on the radio by a medical doctor. And in this interview, I happened to mention I have a farm. This young man called me on the phone the next day, Karen, and said, Ms. McKee, I heard your interview on the radio yesterday and I heard you have a farm. Do you mind if I come out and see it? I said, sure, come on out. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, oh, we're losing so much money. Well, he came to the farm and he said, I love your farm. My girlfriend and I would like to get married there. And I knew that might sound obvious to a lot of people out there because a lot of people are getting married in barns these days. I didn't know that. I was going through a divorce, right? I didn't know anything about weddings going on. Well, I said, sure. And it was way before the barn was renovated and it was such a mess. And I said, sure, go ahead. And it was so successful and so much fun and brought so much joy to my farm. And the people experienced so much joy from my farm that word of mouth got out. And guess what? It's now our biggest money-making, positive cash flow part of our business. And I could not have thought of that through 1,000 hours of mental concentration. It came to me by just shifting me. I shifted my energy. So does that start to make sense?
Oh, it does. And I think there's a beautiful way we're a lot of what I think of as the spiritual journey is us seeing the places where we block ourselves and having the compassion and the courage to kind of get out of our own way. And what I like about what you're teaching is the ability to let go of the attachment to the problem. And instead, like what I would say to my students, get out of the way and let spirit speak through you, get out of our own way and let something bigger, bigger kind of inspiration, intuitive connection, opportunity flow through you. That's gorgeous.
Exactly. So all that power is within you. But it's really important to understand because also a lot of what people teach out there is, oh, you don't have negative thoughts and you have these limiting beliefs, right? And so we're taught you got to fight against these limiting beliefs. Well, anytime you fight against something, if you fight against negative thoughts and feelings, or you fight against these limiting beliefs, you actually give them the power and you make them stronger. And again, doesn't that sound like stress and struggle?
Oh, yeah.
Fighting against something. So that's another key point that I want to make sure everybody understands, which is how my teaching is different. It's okay to have negative thoughts. As a matter of fact, I have a whole chapter of Stress of Success. The title is Negative Thoughts Are a Positive Thing. Now, isn't that a crazy thought? Right? Okay, so what do I mean by that? Imagine, right, you're traveling down the highway and you're heading toward the life of your dreams. And you start to daydream and you veer off the road and you hit the rumble strips on the side of the road, right? They go boom, 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 boom. They feel uncomfortable. Well, those rumble strips are there to protect you from driving off the cliff. Right? Well, so are your negative thoughts and feelings. They're there letting you know, hey, wait a minute, something feels uncomfortable. And if I know that the energy that I create from within me creates my life, it's not my thought, it's my energy, then what is it that's going on in my head and in my feelings that's making me feel uncomfortable? That it's okay, I'm human, and those negative thoughts and feelings are protecting me. They're letting me know I'm getting off my path. So what can I do to get back on my path and do something slightly to feel better? And one of the things that's really important, Karen, that let me explain. This is another little story that helps people understand how I discovered this. I do a lot of one-on-one high-performance success consulting. And I was working with a client of mine, and she's a CEO of a $250 million company. And she came to me and she said, Janet, you know, business is going well, but it's a lot of stress and pressure. But the reason why I want to talk to you is because I'm very, very scared. I have this chronic pain in my abdomen, and I'm so afraid that all the stress and pressure from my job is causing me to develop a serious health challenge. She said, but don't worry, I took all the seminars, read all the books, took all the webinars about positive thinking and mind and body connection. So what I do, Janet, is at night before I go to bed, I say positive affirmations to myself. And I know that's supposed to help me. And I said, Monica, what are you saying to yourself? She said, I go to bed at night and I say, I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. And that's when I realized she's forcing a positive thought about something she's fearful about, but all she's doing is putting more fear in her energy field. I could feel her fear.
Yeah.
So that's when I realized positive thinking is not the answer when you're truly upset about something. Every thought has two sides of a coin. And the more you force a positive thought about something you're upset about, the more you're throwing that upset, that fear, that anxiety out from you. And if everything you give out is what you get back, is that what you want to be giving out? No. So here's what I said to her. I said, Monica, I said, you're on the low rung of a ladder. Right now, you're feeling fear, anxiety, pain. You cannot leap to the top rung of a ladder in one thought. If you try to leap from the bottom rung of a ladder to the top rung of a ladder in one thought, you're going to fall off the ladder and break your leg or worse. And that's what happens when we try to force a positive thought. So I said to her, Monica, let's just take one rung at a time. I said, okay, listen, you're a smart woman, right? Yes, I am. Your body is telling you that something's out of balance. Yes, it is. So that pain that you're feeling is your body actually telling you that something is out of balance and you need to start finding solutions. Yes, it is. So that pain is actually a good thing. Hmm. She said, yeah, it is. So you see, she's climbing the ladder, grabbing onto each rung of the ladder with solid footing, with thoughts that feel better because she believes them. And actually, when she started to think that, the pain started to go away. Isn't that amazing?
It's wonderful. And there's compassion in that too, I think, for our own bodies, for the warning systems, for the communication that we have with our physical self. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and I'm talking with Janet McKee. Her new book is Stressless Success, The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. So you dived in there just a little bit to how you work with people to help them recalibrate their energy, change their mindset. There's a big part of the book about goal setting. And your approach to goal setting, I found just quite liberating. I'm used to making a list of my goals and then hitting myself over the head with it until I fall unconscious. And then I wonder why I haven't achieved my goals. That's the Karen Hager method. Don't follow my method. Can you share a little bit for listeners who are maybe wanting to find ways to set goals for themselves, but to do it compassionately and to do it in the stressless success way?
Wow. You just said so many wonderful things, Karen. You are brilliant. So first of all, just the whole word compassion. So the next time you're feeling a negative thought or thinking, or, you know, feeling negative or thinking a negative thought, just have compassion for yourself, right? That just eases it. But what you just said is the goal setting strategies that I share in Stressless Success are liberating. What does it feel like to be liberated versus what you said, your goal setting list, usually you hit your head against the wall with them, right? That doesn't feel good. So actually right there is the secret. Is how does it feel? So make the list, and many people have heard this from other brilliant teachers way before me, is you don't say, I want whatever it is. I want to be thin or something. I want the promotion, because that comes from a place of lack and that feels uncomfortable. So you want to say, I am thin, or I love the process of learning how to be healthier and, you know, balance my body. I love the excitement of putting great effort into my work to pursue a promotion. Like, you see how we're wording them differently. But here's the thing, and this is the very, very important thing that I've never heard anybody ever teach, is you write your list of goals in the present tense if they're already achieved, just like I said and many have said. But I want you next to that to write, what does it feel like to have that goal already achieved? What does it feel like to feel healthy and just great in your body? What does it feel like to earn that promotion and to have them, you know, hand you that letter of promotion and get the corner office or whatever that is? What does it feel like? And that's where I want you to hang out. You're not going to hang out at that goal list hitting your head against the wall. You're going to hang out at the feeling place. Because when you imagine and visualize, what does it feel like to have your goal already achieved, then you're shifting your energy. And that goal, solutions to help you achieve that goal, possibilities, opportunities to make that goal achievement happen with ease, are going to come to you in ways you would have never thought in a million years.
Oh, I love it. Now, I know we just have just a few minutes left together. How can listeners connect more with your work? How can they get their hands on that book?
Thank you, Karen. Yes, please visit janetmckee.com if you want to learn more about me and learn about my events and my speaking. I do on-site and off-site retreats, empowerment retreats, which would be really good to team up with you, Karen, and do some of those. I'm also, because of my book already hit number one bestseller in 5 categories on Amazon and all that. But when the pandemic hit, I decided to give the book away for free. It is a free paperback copy. You just have to pay shipping and handling. And you can get that at janetmckee.com or feel free to visit stresslesssuccess.com.
I'm just curious how much the shipping and handling is, because I've done that before where it's free, but the shipping and handling is like $950,000.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
no.
You're not like that, are you?
Yeah, no. Well, it depends on where you are. If you're located in Australia or the UK or somewhere far from Western Pennsylvania, which is where I live, then it might be a little bit more, but usually like $5 or $6.
Nice. Thank you for clarifying that, just for transparency, because that's good. If you're on Neptune, it's $950,000. Otherwise, it's probably $5 or $6.
You can just go to Amazon.com and get the ebook for like $1 or $2 or something.
Yeah. So that's at janetmckee.com and stresslesssuccess.com. How are you watching out for yourself during this difficult time? Because you got a lot on your plate, right? An author and a coach and a speaker, and you've got the farm. How are you taking care of yourself?
Every day, especially first thing in the morning, but throughout the day as well, Karen, I always check my energy. And as soon as I notice I'm feeling nervous or tense about something, I'm like, oh, that's not the outcome I want for my life. So I do anything and everything to help expand and elevate my energy. And that goes back to the beginning of this interview. I will do a prayer or meditate, or I'll get outside of Mother Nature. I'll dance and sing to an uplifting song. I'll do anything and everything that just helps me to feel better. Because when you do, you get more blood flow to your brain and so much better clarity that then when I revisit the subject that has me nervous or concerned, I have more clear thinking and more positive energy that allows solutions to flow right into my lap.
Oh my goodness. Janet, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for sharing that message about getting out of the way and you turn that old way of thinking about this on its head. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate the opportunity to speak here today.
Thank you. That is Janet McKee. Her new book is Stressless Success: The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. And you can find out more about Janet and her work at janetmckee.com. You can also check out stresslesssuccess.com to take advantage of that free paperback book offer. She'll ship that out to you just for the cost of shipping and handling. $950,000 if you're on Neptune. Otherwise, it's very, very reasonable. You are also always welcome at karenhager.com. It's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. Meet Your Guides is happening on November 11th. On November 18th, I'm joining Raven Martirosian for a free conversation open to all about intuition and faith. And that's also a great place where you can find out about other stuff that's coming up, find out what's happening on this radio show. You can also book a private intuitive session with me if you feel drawn to doing that. And every month, the first Sunday of every month, I invite you to join me for Open Peaceful Heart. That's a 15-minute guided meditation. In that circle, we sit with people from all over the world who come together for that free event where we focus on peace in our hearts and peace in the world. Because no matter what's happening out there, you can turn your attention to what is happening inside. How are you growing? How are you feeling? How are you learning? How are you changing? And it's from that place of focusing on peace in our hearts that we can then focus on peace in the world. It's from that place that we can make change. OpenPeacefulHeart.com has got lots of information for you. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.